The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show. This is the podcast party, and we're actually on a remote location right now, away from our booth. We're being joined by Zach Bowman. He's the CEO of Innoverse. And how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jason.
Now, Innoverse, that is a couple partial words, I understand, but I've never seen it together in one whole word before. So let's talk about the name of the company and what it does.
Okay, so the way we came up with Innoverse was we felt like what our solution comprised of innovative solutions for the oil and gas industry and for the universe. So we combined the innovative and universe and came up with Innoverse.
Great. All right. So you mentioned flaring. You mentioned emission management. So we have to go to the next question of the ESG and some of the other things that are happening now. You know, we've got these ESG task force that the SEC has now got last March. They started. So a lot of this ESG, environmental social governance, has already started, whether people know it or not. The actual top thing on the ESG list is flaring. A lot of people think it's planting trees because that's the low-hanging fruit. Meatless Monday, let's have a recycling, you know, center in our cafeteria. That's like entry-level stuff. What you've got is the main event, what the government wants to get a hold of right away, which is the flaring. And for me personally, I get the idea that it doesn't look good, but I'm more concerned about those mineral owners getting paid, by the way.
Yeah, so that's an interesting comment there at the end there. So, well, you know, with ESG, we do see the flaring at the top of the list. Obviously, why is that? You know, planting trees takes a long time. Stopping flaring is an immediate visual component that you can actually see, that you can put your hands on and understand that when you stop the flaring, you're eliminating the emissions into the environment, which, as we know, a lot of the politicians out there now today are focused on, you know, carbon capture, CO2. You hear those buzzwords a lot. And you know, that's where we kind of fit into that ESG mold with our flare mitigation and our carbon capture. So that's what our focus is. And then you have the gas component, right? So there's several different ways. You know, you have companies out there that are mining Bitcoin. They're rigged up or hooked up into gas pipelines. They're using a ton of gas to run their supercomputers. That's not our niche. That's not our market. Our market is identifying spots in the Delaware Basin, the Permian Basin, the Bakken, the Eagle Ford, different areas that gas is stranded. There's nowhere for it to go. There's no takeaway, or there's no sales line, or there's too much gas in the line already. There's nowhere for it to go. So we want to rig up on those particular sites. And rather than flaring it, we want to put our flare mitigation, which then converts that gas into grid-friendly electricity. And I want to expound on that. We're not saying grid-friendly in the manner that we're going to go run your pump jack. Yes, we can do that. Our patent technology actually allows the power to go to the grid to power homes and businesses. And I can talk more about that. I can tell you exactly the capacity of our units and what it means, you know, apples to apples for human beings, for businesses, and for households, and how that kind of relates to real life running out of power supply and times like we had in Texas last February.
Let's talk a little bit about the different shale plays for a second, and then we'll get to how you can keep the power on. Because, you know, when I look at the Bakken and I look at, you know, let's say Texas, whether it's we'll say Haynesville, those are two completely different shale plays. The Bakken's got what's known as a wet gas, where you got pentane, butane, methane, all kinds of different anes in there. And then you got dry gas, which really only has a couple different gases. So, and then you got temperature differences too. So like when I talk to the Bitcoin guys who are trying to, you know, figure out a emission management flaring solution, they can't do anything south of the Mason-Dixon line because it's just the temperatures are too hot. Talk to me a little bit about the wet gas, dry gas with the different shale plays, if that impacts you or affects you guys at all, and just some of the, you know, the obstacles that you're seeing, whether it's acceptance from the operators, whatever it might be.
Yeah, so good question. You know, we're like I think you probably know, we're relatively new. So we had our soft launch was really yesterday. We are currently rigged up in the Barnett Shale. So what the unique thing about the Barnett is we're actually rigged up on four different wells in a certain amount of distance, and we're piping that gas to ourselves. So we see a wide range of gas. Now, is it comparable to what we'll see from the Bakken down to the Delaware or to the Haynesville? Probably not. So, you know, one of the things about our technology is we're flexible and we're able to adapt to that gas. Paul, he walked away. He's our CTO. He has got it kind of dialed in to where between our scrubbers and our pre-patented technology trained system, we're actually able to use pretty much any gas that comes to us. Once we get that gas, then it goes to our unit, and then we're able to then send it to the grid. The difference is our technology is a little bit different from the turbine systems and the systems that are using massive amounts of gas that you're speaking of with, you know, the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency mining, since we're doing a different application. So to answer your question, as it stands, we have to adapt. Wet gas, dry gas, noxious gas, or H2S, we have to adapt to those different things. And sometimes we will have to strip that out and get the gas to where we need to be. We're currently in discussions with companies that are going to help us on the liquid side to strip the liquids out and then feed the gas. But we really have no limitations with regard to the type of gas that we're feeding into our system.
So here we are. It's October right now as we're speaking, and for me, I like to say, based on my observation of this industry, October, November, December, one or two of those months are kind of when they go and make their decisions or annual meetings. And then they manage for the next 10 to 11 months those decisions that they make. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have some petty cash money or some, we'll see if we can't get a lower cost, you know, new business thing going. They do. They got some of that. But the majority, like 90% rough numbers, that's already taken care of. So they're managing things. What do you want those decision makers to know in the boardroom, in the annual meetings, that you can do for them? Because right now they have a lot of problems. They got problems from PR, emission management, right, left, hook, uppercut, down, you name it, man. They got a lot of balls being thrown at them.
So that's a great point about the funding and the budget. So what we feel like where we fit in is we're not going after pipeline gas. So what the decision makers that have issues with flaring, that have, you know, 50 MCF a day to 250 MCF up to, you know, 500 to 750 MCF a day of flare gas on certain pad sites or on leaseholds, we want to identify with those folks. We want to sit down with them and we want to go over our technology and show them that not only can we reduce or eliminate their carbon emissions, we can also potentially give them a benefit back, whether that be running a pump jack or giving them part of the revenue stream from the electricity. So what we also feel like ESGs probably fits into a little bit different category than, say, drilling rigs, frac crews. You know, we have a couple different companies in the industry that are service industry oriented, and we feel like ESG fits in a little bit different. Is the money going to be completely gone? Maybe not, but maybe a lot of it is gone. But what we want decision makers and folks that are at the top that are charged with capturing the carbon, eliminating the flaring, or the ESG programs.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep, for only $19.98 regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show Spectacular, brought to you by the Wireline Group. My name is Jason Spies with the Crude Life. We are with the podcast party here in Odessa, Texas. I'm being joined by Sage DeYoung. With, well, look at that, Sage Oil Service. I should say Case DeYoung, not Sage. I got so excited, I used your company name and your first name.
Understood.
Let's be kind, rewind. This is live, folks, so it happened on purpose. If it, nothing ever goes wrong live.
No, never.
It was meant to be. So it is Case DeYoung with Sage Oil Service. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
How's the show treating you guys?
It's been great. Started off a little slow, but starting to pick up. It's been really nice.
You're a tall fella.
I am, 6'7".
6'7"?
Yeah, so the funny name is Dutch, and we're the tallest per capita in the world.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And so I'm kind of part of that.
Oh, wow. No wonder where the windmills came from, huh?
Right.
You guys had no problem putting those windmills up over in Dutchland.
That's right.
So you're actually in the other building.
We are.
So there's multiple buildings here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. There's multiple buildings with multiple exhibitors. What's happening over in your building?
Yeah, so we're in A49. We're the first building that you come into. It's really coming together really nice. I don't know if we started off slow, we came in, started going, but yeah, things are really starting to pick up over there.
Awesome. So let's talk about what Sage Oil does in the oil and gas industry. What is it you guys are doing?
Sure. Yeah, so we do mobile fleet maintenance. We okay. essentially save our customers time and expense of sending trucks and equipment. So we work on pretty much anything that has a reciprocating engine in it, and we save them from having to take it to local places to go get them done. When you're talking about big trucks, we save them CDL hours on top of that, and we just save our customers that expense of sending their trucks and people and personnel. Sometimes out here, it can take 2, 3, 4 hours to get an oil change. We can do that right there on site while your guys are in a safety meeting, when they're working in the shop, they're doing CBTs. Anytime that you're there, our customers are actually working, we can actually be doing work outside while they're working inside. And then they have one less chore to do after we're done.
Boy, I tell you, it's something else what's going on out here in the Permian. So you're out of Houston, Texas. You've got offices out here then? Or?
Yeah, so essentially,
okay.
So we're headquartered in Houston. We don't even operate in Houston. So we started in Oklahoma.
That's where the tax ID number is, folks, and that's about it. No.
Pretty much. We started in Oklahoma City a few years back. They really got, the Oklahoma City market really got hammered during the downturn. So we pivoted, we came to the Permian. We knew we were going to be here the whole time anyway. And then recently we expanded to South Texas. So we operate, we're 100% mobile. We operate straight out of our little workshops. And then we come to location and do everything on site.
That is our mascot, Frackleberry Hound here. You bet. She was a stray from a reclamation site. We took her in. Frackleberry Hound. Sorry, here at the Permian Basin Podcast Party, sponsored by Wireline. We get all kinds of activity happening here. And she's on her MyPillow dog bed. If you use the promo code Otis, big savings. Can't tell I've done this before, huh?
No, never. Never.
All right, back to the interview here with Mr. DeYoung of Sage Oil Services. So what I'm hearing now is that basically you can just save oil companies money in a roundabout different ways.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So let's give them the pitch real quick. By the way, is it just operators? Who's your customer?
Yeah. So, essentially, when we come to these shows, it's great because we get traffic coming through, but almost every other service company that's sitting inside these conventions and these places are potential customers.
Okay.
So we are.
You're like me. Everybody is.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Same thing. So if you have trucks or equipment, you can be one of our potential customers.
I understand right? that completely.
We work for operators. We do pumper trucks. We work for wireline companies, do wireline trucks, and then any other fleet service. We do a lot of work for compression companies, a lot of work for generator companies, and a lot of work for pretty much any and all service companies.
So if you want to save money, That's who you work with.
That's right.
See, for us, if you got a story to tell, hey, that's who you. That's basically all it takes on our end. Is if you got a story to tell, we got an audience that may want to hear it, maybe not. We'll find out.
That's right.
Hey, sometimes you got to play the games to see who wins, yes, right?
Absolutely, have to play the game to win.
That's right. Well, do you guys have a website? Okay.
Yep. So ours is at www.sageoilservices.com, and really heavily active on LinkedIn. You can find me and the company on LinkedIn, and all of our services are available on those websites and on our LinkedIn page. You can see what we do, and I try to get active as possible just so we can showcase what we're doing for our various customers.
Anything we left out? Anything you want to make sure these companies know as kind of a final thought?
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing to really make note of, we have fleet partnerships with almost every major fleet company, and then we also extend credit. We also take credit cards. We do a lot of fleet stuff, but we also do personal vehicles as well. And sometimes for customers, what we do is we'll come out like on a Tuesday when we're already there, and we'll tell them, hey, look, anybody that needs an oil change, not even your in fleet vehicles, they're personal vehicles, we can do them at this time. We can take credit cards when we're done, and we just need to know a day or two ahead of time, and we can save them that hassle of trying to get it done on the weekend.
And that credit card is mobile too, I imagine, with a square or a stripe or triangle or whoever's got a whatever now, because there's about 15 different ways to take money remotely. So,
yes,
well, outstanding. And that website, one more time.
Yeah, www.sageoilservices.com.
Mr. Case DeYoung, thank you very much of Sage Oil Services. My name is Jason Spies with The Crude Life. We are at the podcast party here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. Spectacular, brought to you by the Wireline Group.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Knight Fire Specialists. I'm here at the Permian Basin International Oil and Gas Show. I'm very fortunate to be down here to promote the Oil and Gas Show and just everybody here that put up a booth or sponsored. And I'm running across a lot of friends right here, legends in our industry that are really just true leaders. So ladies, introduce yourselves. Tell me, you know, who you're with and how you got in oil and gas.
My name is Myra Vargas. I've been in the oil and gas industry about 17 years, and I have a family-owned business called Amigo Pipe and Equipment. And we started off just by leasing on trucks. The next thing you know, we're opening our own business, our own trucking company.
Man, that's amazing. I'm proud of you for doing that. Tiffany, take it away, kid.
I'm Tiffany Wilson. I've done the oil and gas industry about, it's probably been about 5 years now.
I believe so.
Something like that. Gosh, I don't know. It gets so crazy. You just like lose track. It feels like 10. Feels like 20, actually.
Oh, I know.
Just call it 20.
20 years.
No, I just wanted to do something different than my family, and I wanted to do something I could be proud of and make money, and it led me to this. So,
I mean, we're fortunate to be, and like you said, I'm proud to be in our industry. You know, we bring affordable, reliable, abundant energy every single day to every person on the planet. it keeps us free. So how's your business now? What are you up to?
Well, I'm with Long Industries now. They're a manufacturing company for tanks, vessels, separators, and it's been different, but it's a challenge, and it's fun. I love the family. I mean, they're awesome. So,
what are some of the things you guys are seeing in our industry that you're excited about?
The growth. It's coming back. So excited. The barrel's going up, and more work. More people are getting jobs. It's just growing. It's growing again.
Just to watch it pick up, you know, from watching it die the way it did. I mean, that was heartbreaking in itself. So to watch it...
Watching our friends lose their jobs.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
That's the toughest part.
Everything. You know, when there's a boom going on, we gripe about traffic.
And gas prices.
But when a bust happens, it's like you'll do anything to see it again. So, and that's just the way it is. I mean, we're human. It is. It is what it is. So to see it happening again it's pretty amazing.
Well, being here in the Permian Basin, y'all are really just part of the biggest activity in our industry. What do you think? What can you tell people about something that you want to tell them about what they should be doing in oil and gas right now, as our peers and maybe like young people coming into our industry, what can you offer them, reach out and say, hey, if I were you, here's what I would do.
If I was someone just starting out or someone young, I mean, I would say get connected, but at the same time, a lot of people that I know that started out and have become successful, they did it on their own. And they
never give up.
Yeah, they never gave up.
Do not give up. It can get rough at times, and it's stressful, but never give up. The oil field is very rewarding. Absolutely very rewarding.
And the people care about you.
Absolutely.
This is a family.
Yeah.
We are one big family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I thank you for being on my show and being my victims today. I'm honored to know you both. I really appreciate everything you guys do to, bring smiles to our industry, really. It's always positive what you're, up to. So thank you, both of you.
We're trying.
You guys roll up your sleeves and get to work. And that's what I like.
We're trying to network.
This is our show, everybody. We'll see you on the next one. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies. You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know, I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open. And what I see, and you've been sending them door. You already know that.
Hey, everybody. I am Matt Hill. I'm a night fire specialist.
This is Ken Lavin with Mertz Manufacturing. Who do we got with us today?
Well, we got Bobby Atkins with iTank Data.
Bobby Atkins. Thank you for being here with Ken and I. We are at the Permian Basin International Oil and Gas Show here in Odessa, Texas, the networking mecca of the industry right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I think a million people are going to walk through there over the course of 3 days.
And thank you, Wireline, for us being in that million people that are coming here. So Wireline Group, privateers, thank
Stacey
you so much.
Jones dragging us into this deal with Mind's Eye. It's a lot of fun. We're fortunate to be able to highlight our friends and find out about them. So if you wouldn't mind, Bobby, tell us all about yourself. How'd you get in oil and gas?
Where did you start?
Well, I actually grew up in West Texas. So if you grew up in West Texas, you're around oil and gas and cattle. And so a lot of oil and gas. So I grew up in working in oil field supply stores, working with mud loggers, drilling oil and gas wells, out on the wells, and then gradually got into a few things like mineral and royalty interest. But something intrigued us now is how to use technology in the industry today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Moving our industry forward.
That's it.
Is that what the new company is? It's the iTank Data. I like the name, iTank Data. What all does iTank Data do?
Well, at iTankData.com, what we do is we help the industry monitor their fluids in tanks.
Okay.
So it can There's be a lot fluid. Of tanks out there.
Chemical tanks, water tanks, oil tanks, diesel tanks, and it's all for about $1 a day.
The reason is
it's awesome because technology's changed. You can take advantage of the cost factors.
Mm-hmm.
So CFOs love us.
Yeah.
The field loves us because it helps them be more efficient. And so when you start to put the management teams and the field teams, everybody together, they say, well, we should be doing this. And so we've been excited to see that they're catching on to it.
I know, and I love what you mentioned. I don't know if y'all caught that. Multiple tanks, not just your production tanks. Any kind of tanks.
Any tank. And SCADA is so expensive that chemical tanks could never actually be monitored.
Okay.
But now chemical tanks can be monitored, and you might have 10 to 15% of your daily well dosage of chemicals not going down the hole. So if you're suffering from tubing leaks, rod parts, rod pump failure, there's a good chance the chemicals are off, especially with corrosive salt water, rod floods, and all things that are going on. This can monitor that, and everyone can see it 24/7. So it's on your cell phone or it's on your portal, and it makes it really easy. For $20 a month, you can see every tank.
Is the technology you're using proprietary? Is where you could actually like tell us just a little bit about how it works?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in essence, what we have is a cell phone on top of a tank with a line leader and then a reducer down the bottom, and it has a bladder on it to measure the fluid weight, and the math calculates where the fluid level would be based upon the size of the tank, type of tank, and that's what reports in.
Okay.
So to buy the actual cell phone, if you will, and we can also use sat phones if it's very remote, but we're all over West Texas with our cell phones too. That right there was $575 for a one-time fee, which is
it's a very small investment.
Small.
For that equipment.
Exactly right. Oh. In fact, even at $20 a month to get the data, if you drive there one time, you spent more money driving once. And most of the industry right now has to eyeball it.
And that's
the only way that they know what's in their tank. But now for this...
That changes everything.
Complete game changer.
That is a game changer.
It's quickly blown into 18 states. Then from chemical companies to operators of water and oil and diesel companies, even trucking companies, because now they're not having to stick the tank, whether it's cold or hot. They can just look on their phones and, we're looking good, or we need to order some more in. And there's even monitors. So if you're going to overflow a tank or if it drains to a certain point, it will text or email you to come out there and either haul the load or fill it up.
No, where are y'all guys located? I mean, so what regions do you cover with this technology? I mean,
anywhere in the country, you're all completely U.S. land.
Yes, that's great. U.S. land.
We're even looking at some of the stuff in the Middle East with some of the other cell phone connections there. So
Middle East,
can go worldwide.
Check it out.
But primarily, it's here in the United States, and especially around the oil and gas industry states.
Wow.
This innovation is what drives our industry. The automation and the technology to eliminate people having to go out there. Right now, it's not easy to find people to go to work anyway.
No.
So putting people in trucks to go check tanks is like one more thing you can automate now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. We've been building less money,
safety.
Less people, more safe, and savings. Oh my gosh.
We've even built this, we call it the ROI indicator. And so maybe we can put that at the bottom of the link where people can click through.
ROI indicator off of your social media.
Return on investment.
Bingo. We got to have that. We got to have the return on investment. That.
Yeah.
So with this link, you can go in and just pop in your own work, whether you're repairing a well or whatever you're maintaining it in the unit, and it'll tell you how many days it takes to receive 100% of your money back.
What?
Yeah.
Really? So, well, there you go. You've already got the stats and the data and that link.
And it's their own information, so they can plug in what they want to figure out it'll take 30 days, 365 days, 180 days. But then they'll know that when I spend this $575, I just made 100% on my money, and thereafter. So
thereafter. Well, and you start going down that rabbit hole of how much money you're saving them. I mean, it's mind-bending, really.
Over the
course of that tank battery, wow.
Massive note. Well, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, like, what's your website?
Website, phone number at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the easiest way is itankdata.com, and that has our links on there, and that'll be in touch with our sales team and someone that can return a call, catch an email, and get right back with everyone. And, of course, we're pleased to do that, and these are going out all over the place, so we're excited to take calls night and day. And then if we're sleeping, we'll get back with everyone.
Are you guys going out to do the service on those, that equipment? I mean, all service, all equipment fails at one point or another. So they take care of it, or you guys come out and replace it?
But we can if they want us to. What's funny is it's easy enough that when you drop these in, there's not an installation fee.
Wow.
So if you're running with SCADA or if you're running with these other types of systems, even the cheaper ones might run $2,000 for installation. It'll vary just depending on where you are, which state. But there's an installation fee. Ours doesn't even require an installation fee because it's easy enough. You just pop it in the tank. There's a 1-800 number to call. You can give us the serial number. We calibrate it, and it's going.
No.
Is that easy?
So, pop, lock, and drop it.
For people that aren't really in technology, it'll scramble their brain.
I'm scrambling. And I'm like, man, this is great.
It's simple.
Simple usually doesn't happen in oil fields,
Yeah. Because it scrambles, and then they say, well, that's it?
That's it.
And then after they've used it for a week or two or three, they'll say, this stuff actually works.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, it actually works.
There you go. Okay. Call Bobby, get a hold of him, and get equipment that actually works at iTank Data. Right.
That's it.
Guys, right. Hey, thank you for being here. Thank you for being on the show, being our victim.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
That's it. Reach out to Bobby. Take care. God bless.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show, the podcast party brought to you by the Wireline Group. My name is Jason Spies with The Crude Life. We're being joined here by Jeremy Parker of Integrity Services out of Midland, Texas. You're a big dude. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
We're standing here in front of the Earth's Championship belt, and I'm about ready to concede it to you just out of your sheer size and gorgeous golden locks. You look like you were plucked right out of the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, buddy.
I was, but then they sent me back.
Well, let's talk about what you do for the oil and gas industry. Integrity Services, what is it?
Integrity Services, we're a surface drilling company. We do preset drilling, water well drilling, pit and poly, construction, pretty much stake to wellhead is how we like to call it.
One of the things that we like to say is, you know, of course, the oil and gas industry is very diverse and very large. You know, it's upstream, midstream, downstream, salmon stream, trout stream. Cafes are just as important as the roustabouts and the flower shops and the CEOs, you know what I'm saying? So who is your customer? Sometimes we forget, we don't even know who somebody's customer is, you know?
Our biggest customer is...
You don't have to name names, just you know, operators or anybody, municipalities, you know, that sort of thing. You know, who do you guys sell to?
Mostly everybody in the Permian is who we deal with. That's
anybody will buy business.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's so let's get the elevator pitch one more time. Like, if companies are going into their annual meetings, getting ready for next year, Jeremy Parker, Integrity Service, get your companies on the table. How can you save money for them next year? How can you deliver a better product? Give them the pitch, man. Roger, you need to step in and do this or what? Come on. What do you think, man? What should companies know about Integrity as they get ready for their annual meetings?
Well, we like to put everything in a package deal is what we like to do.
One-stop shop. See, now you're talking their language, because that means efficiency. Efficiency means savings, mm-hmm. et cetera. So, feel confident to say that, man.
Less vendors. Have just one vendor grouped together.
Less is more.
Let's do it like that.
Less vendors, more profit.
That's right.
All right. Well, you got a website? You got any way for people to get in touch with you, you guys?
Yeah, integrityservices.com.
Integrityservices.com. All right.
Yeah, and they've got Facebook page. I think they've got a LinkedIn page.
Okay. Tell you what, we'll make sure the links are available via The Crude Life when we post this interview. Jeremy Parker, thank you very much for coming on The Crude Life today here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. It's part of the podcast party. My name is Jason Spies. I'm with The Crude Life. This is brought to you all by the Wireline Group.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. To behold, nothing you could do will make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a heartbeat, making me never wanna leave. We'll let the world The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke, I mean all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you folks for joining us. We're going to go to a press conference right now with U.S. Senator John Hoeven about the recent energy prices and inflation issues.
So thanks to our farmers and ranchers, Americans have the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world. So every American benefits every single day from what our farmers and ranchers do. But inflation is getting to be a tremendous problem for all our consumers. And Senator Moran did a good job of talking about how that's affecting our farmers and ranchers. And understand, as our farmers and ranchers suffer those increased costs, that gets passed through to the consumer. And so, you know, back in 1960, about 17% of people's disposable income went for food. But because of the great work of our farmers and ranchers, that's down to less than 10% of their disposable income as of 2020, which is a testament to the great job that our farmers and ranchers are doing. But now they are facing tremendous increased costs, and we're seeing those costs being passed through into the food supply. You saw this last month that the CPI annualized went up 6.2% last month, right? But in the Midwest, it went up 7.3%. That's the heartland. They're the ones out there producing our food supply. So when they pay more for fertilizer, when they pay more for all their inputs, their costs, their spray, when they pay more for containers to ship product to market, when they pay more for fuel, natural gas prices are up triple since January, when they pay more for diesel, all these costs then go into the cost of the food supply. And that's what we're seeing. You know, you've heard these other senators talk about the different statistics, and we can go through them. We're using Thanksgiving because that's a good example. People can understand that they're feeling that very directly. Turkey prices up 18%, potatoes up 17%, onions up 51%, green beans up 39%, butter up almost 30%. The list goes on. So when you fuel your car to go to grandma's house or wherever you're going to go, and then you put together that meal, you are seeing significantly increased costs. So when the administration and Democrats talk about passing their tax and spend bill, they say, oh, well, this won't raise taxes on anybody that's making more than $400,000. That's not true. Inflation is a tax on everybody, and it's particularly a tax on those who can least afford it. That's what these numbers are that we're giving you. This is a tax on everybody, no matter what your income is, because you pay it at the pump. You pay it at the grocery store. You pay it for all the products, goods, and services that you buy. And so passing this large tax and spending bill, trillions of dollars, will make it worse. It will increase the inflation that we're already seeing. So it's absolutely the wrong track. And in the House, they need to put a stop to it right now. I know they're working on it right now. Obviously, we're working very hard to defeat it from passing the Senate as well. Let's get back to working with our farmers and ranchers. Let's get back to, you know, making sure that we have a system that empowers them, less tax, less regulation, so they can provide the goods and services they do better than anybody in the world. That, as I say, benefits every American every single day.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
Frankie Osborne. Listen, I am so excited to have this guest on my show. I see her all over LinkedIn. I got to meet her last time I was down here in the Permian Basin. We are here at the Permian Basin International Oil and Gas Show, networking our little tickets off and promoting our industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that very well.
Oh, thank you. You do too.
I like what I do. How did you get into oil and gas?
Oil and gas. Actually, I was a legal assistant back then, and one of my buddies owns Woolley Tool out of Gilmore, Texas. And they've been in business since the 1933, actually. And so he called me and he said, hey, I need a female that I can trust. And he said, and you're used to dealing with a lot of money with personal injury claims and stuff like that. And so he said, I need you. are you willing to come over? And I said, well, I don't even know the difference between a drilling rig, workover rig. I didn't even know that there was more than one rig. And I said, I don't know crap from Adam. He said, it don't matter. That's why I want you, because I can train you the way that I want you to be. And so that's how that started.
Man, that's fascinating. You know, I grew up in a small town, Oklahoma, where we had farming, ranching, oil, and gas.
Oh,
so,
sure.
You know, it's always great to see, you know, how different people like get into our industry, and thankful that you're here. So what are you doing now? Who are you selling for?
Delta Energy Distribution, and let me tell you, I lucked out. If I knew then what I knew now, which I know that that's growing pains, is learning different sides of the business before you get to the one that you absolutely figure out is your niche. And this one is. It's a family, God first, family, second career, third. It's wholesale chemicals nationwide. So I'm super excited. I'm on target to hit a million in a month in sales for December. So I'm super excited about that. Another goal
is... Those are with reasonable prices, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're partners in your business.
You dang right. We can make it happen.
Yeah.
Once you're one of our clients, you're part of the family, too.
So what all do they do?
We have everything wholesale chemicals. We actually have lubricants and greases, too, but don't get me lying about that. They brought me on here for the chemical sales.
Yeah, I met your owner. He's great.
Yes, he is. They're all awesome. It's a massive team. Half of them don't even have to work, but they love the family atmosphere and what we do. So it's just... It's phenomenal. I knock on wood, but I have dang sure lucked out.
Yeah, I mean, we all have. I cannot stress enough to everybody out there, networking's key. Make sure whatever side you're on, operator or
service company. Mm-hmm.
Get to know each other. Come to events like this Permian Basin Oil Show and find out what each other does, mm-hmm. and see how you can help somebody else. That's what networking
is. Oh, for sure.
What
massively.
Can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do you need?
Even if you're stuck on like one operator side versus service company side, as long as like with Tiffany, with Leslie, I got her hired on. It's her first oil and gas job. Loved them with PetroStar, and it's just kind of helping each other out, guiding the whole way. So both sides of things.
Yeah, it's incredible. The make sure you sponsor this show. Sponsor all the shows around you. Get involved in AADE, SPE,
yes.
Oilfield Helping Hands.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of really amazing leaders like Frankie that are out there just rolling up their sleeves and giving a lot of their time and energy to making sure their communities feel the love from oil and gas.
It's important.
Yeah, I mean,
just as a human being, much less oil and gas.
Yeah,
I think it's important.
Well, thank you for being my victim on the show. I appreciate
you
very much. How do people get a hold of you and your company?
We're nationwide. Our massive distribution centers are here in West Texas, South Texas, East Texas. We even have Alaska. That's the next goal, so I can go visit up there.
Yeah.
To reach me? Oh, my. Yeah, we'll go some hunting now.
I'm just saying, like alligators, bear, oh, my.
You dang right. Elk, don't forget that. Whitetail.
Elk, yum.
You can find me on LinkedIn, Frankie Osburn, Osburn. You can just Google me. You'll figure it out. Number's 903-253-8277-247.
This is our party. This is our podcast party. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Well done. Here's the sweetest pie.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
They keep telling me you're selling your face, and then soon enough I'll see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you? They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.